Sunday Shir Samachalaf.
So the story of the Gemara was Tok for Koyen Moitzim Oysay Miyoda. Then when you have Sveikas Suffolk Toyer Suffolk Tussle, but you don't have to give it to the Koyen. Tok for Koyen Moitzim Oysay Miyoda. The Koyen can make it Fisa Misafik. Taisa says, "V'cheinu ha'aloche." The tefisa doesn't help the sveikas. And the kasha is, Shabbos Harashba brings down the shaila. The Rambam paskens, "Tok for koyen, ein moitzim oisim miyodei." And the Kohen could chop it and eat it. That's not a Baal Mum. But the Tfisa helps. So the Kasha is a double Kasha on the Rambam. First Kasha is, the Rambam paskens talk for Kohen, ein moitzi moitzi miyodai. It's against the Gemara. And our Gemara state, talk for Kohen, moitzi moitzi miyodai. That's the Maskonas Gemara. And the Rambam Paskins talk for Koyen, ain't we see Moise Miyoda? How the Rambam Paskins fakel from the Gemara? This is the first kasha. How the Rambam Paskins fakel from the Gemara? And the second kasha, and this is the bigger kasha, the Gemara explained that if talk for Koyen ain't Moitzim, meaning the Koyen has rights to grab it from the Yisrael cannot use the sphakas to be meiser behemah, different animals that he has. He has sheep. He has 9 different sheep or 10 different sheep. And he wants to take this suffix and mafrishim and meiser behemah for these sheep. So the Gemara says, if talk for koyen moitzim, the koyen cannot grab it from the Yisrael. So the dine moments say that it could stay by the Yisrael. So we look at it like it's mamish, it's owned by the Yisrael. So like he could use it for the lulav and the esrog, he could use it for pattering Maiser Behemah and the rest of the 9 animals that he has. But if Tok for Koyen ain't Moitzim, meaning the Koyen could grab it and the Koyen could take it from him, so if Tok for Koyen ain't Moitzim, the Koyen has a right to grab it and to take it, so how the Baili Ma'Yisrael could use it as Sveikis Nichnosim Ladir Leisasa? And the Rambam himself does Paskin the Gemore and as Sveikis Nichnosim Ladir Leisasa. These are the two kashas on the Rambam. One kasha that he paskens the Kohen could make a tfisa. It's against our Gemara that the Kohen cannot. We pasken moitzim and the Rambam paskens ain moitzim. And not only that, the cheshbon of Gemara was that if talk for Kohen ain moitzim, the Gemara said it doesn't make sense that a sveikas nichnosim ladir liisasa. It doesn't belong to him because the Kohen has a right to grab. Well, all of this is begin that we explain. This is the two kashas b'entzem. Shita Saramba. The two kashas on Shita Saramba. Again, why he paskins moitzim when we paskin? Why he paskins ain't moitzim? Meaning the Kohen has rights when we paskin moitzim. The Kohen does not have rights. And not only that, the Gemara says that if you paskin ain't moitzim, the Yisrael is not a baili. To answer that, we'll see a couple more lines of the Gemara. My sveikas. What is the case of the sveikas nichnosim ladir leisasa? If you have sveikas, you could use them for the maisa behemah to patter the rest of the animals that you have. Ilay mesofik cho, meaning the Yisrael has an animal and it gave birth, and he's not so sure if it's a pchor or it's not a pchor, so he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, and he puts it in the deer, and he could use that for one of the 10 to patter the maisa behemah. We said it's also begizah ve'avoida. Iye kodesh amar achmona ve'lo yishe kvar kodesh. Val misofik it's also begizah ve'avoida, like we learned in Avor Mudbeis. Sofik prorodo v'amoyitzi mechabel avoraya v'toni elo v'asurim begizah ve'avoida. So on the tzad that it's taka also begizah ve'avoida, it cannot patter the rest. It cannot patter the rest. Why? Because iyeh kodesh v'loy shekva kodesh. You write that it's a suffix if it's kodesh or not, but on the side that it's kodesh, it cannot patter. So you write that because in mishpat he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, but mikol makom vay, it's misafik osu. So on the side that it's osu, it can't patter the rest. Elo safek pinyan peter chamo. Ker Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman or Rav Baravu Yisrael sheyesh la asoro safek peter peter chamo b'der beisim mafri shalem asoro soim u'masrim v'hem shelot. What is the answer? The halacha is like this. If a person has a donkey and it has a baby, a peter rechem, so you could either chop off his head, v'araftoi, or the mitzvah is, instead of chopping off his head, you take a sheep, you make a pidyon, and then you go and you give that sheep to the kohen. The kohen could do with it what he wants. It's no kedusha. It's like you give the money to pidyon haben, to the kohen. He takes the money, he does what he wants with the money. Well, a b'chor behema, it's kodesh. A b'chor chamor is no kedusha. You make a, so you make a pidyon peter chamor and you give the pidyon peter chamor to the kohen. But it's no kedusha in the peter chamor. Now, if a person has a suffolk pidyon peter chamor, so he does the pidyon because he can't use the donkey or the chop of his head or make the pidyon. But then he doesn't have to give the sheep to the kohen misafik. So a guy that has 10 like these, so misafik he gives them and he's mafrish ma'aser. So the case of a sveikis nichlosim ladir liisaser, what is the case of a sveikis nichlosim ladir liisaser? The case is that a person had a donkey, and suffolk, if the donkey had the first baby or not, he doesn't know. And so he makes a pin better chamor. Now that sheep he leaves in his field. Avdem shteit, a sveikis nichlosim ladir liisaser, so while he doesn't have to give it to the kohen, he could put it in all of the sheep, and it goes out, and he's used it for ma'aser behema. This is the case. So first we thought that the case that he's using the suffolk was using the suffolk p'choir. Right? He has 1,000 sheep, and he has one suffolk p'choir. Again, he doesn't have to give it to the kohen misafik. It's also by gizel avoda. He could use it to batter the rest. Well, no, it's already kodesh, and the side that it's kodesh, he can't do the kedusha twice. So he's always speaking of suffolk pin petach hamor. Now, dear guests, if it's a vada pidin petach hamor, it goes to the kohen, so he can use it. It's a suffek. I'm going to have a varaya. He could use it. And of them, shteit as feikas nichlosim nadir liisasa. Zog the tshuvas harashpo. He asked me a kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam paskin back to the case of pchoyr. Suffek pchoyr. I'm going to have a varaya. It stays by the Yisrael. And the Gemara declares talk for kohen moitzim or ein moitzim. We said talk for kohen moitzim. This is the reason the Gemara taught that you could use it to patter the rest. Zog the Rambam, ein moitzim. The Kohen has a right to grab it. And we had two questions. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says he doesn't have a right to grab it. And second of all, if he has a right, if the Kohen has a right to grab it, how the Rambam paskins has fakes nichnosim ladir liisasa? And the Gemara said, if tok for Kohen ein moitzim miyodoi, he cannot use it. Zog the Tshuvas HaRashbo. The shayla that I get printed here in Amud Aleph. Zog the Rashba in Tshuva. The emes says, I hold like you. Hambam is wrong. Talk for Kohen Moitzim. It's wrong. The Gemara said Moitzim. And this is Shitas HaRashba, Ramban, Rit, Voran, Teisves, La Aloche, and Tzfeikes, Tfise helps. And the first guy gets it, and Tfise does not help his Tzfeikes. We have to remember. We'll make the sikkum in a second. Klole HaTzfeikes, Lefi the Teisves, look and taste the mamaskul poiter inside. V'cheinu amaskone shim tok for keyen moitzim miyod. Zog the goin here in Ois Aleph is printed. Nichtav b'tzad v'chein das shar poiskim. Aval Rambam choylek. Aval Rambam choylek. The goin really brings down the Rambam is choylek. Because of Arashbo, and this is the going in one line, brings this true as Arashbo. That's one of the Yisraelis, we're Mekabe for Rabbi Seinu, that these things that the going brings down, this is Chelek from the Limud. It's not like we have a Shver Rambam, that Paskins that talk for Koyen Ein Moitzim, and we don't know how he will explain the Gemara. The Gemara says Moitzim, and the Gemara said that if Ein Moitzim, you cannot use it for Maisa. Oh, so now we're going to say a Shir, so as I take a Shir, that's a Rambam. The going brings down the Rambam, that it's Cholek and Tesis, and he brings down that it's a Pshat in the Rashbo to explain Pshat in the Rambam. So what is the Hasbo? Zog the Rashbo as it. Haloche talk for Kohen, the Rambam says, Ein Moitzin. The Kohen has a right to grab. Our Gemara says, Moitzin. Says, I will explain to you exactly what happened here. There's two cases, Zog the Rashbo. Sofek Pchoir and Sofek Pidyon Peter Chamoir. So it's like this. A person has a sheep, has a baby. He's a Sofek if he's a Pchor or not. The halacha is, it stays by me. Avdem shteit in Rambam, tok for Kohen, ein moitzin. The Kohen has a right to grab. Why the Kohen has a right to grab? The Talmud says, you're right that the sheep was by the Yisrael. Oh, but the Yisrael was a Morikame and the sheep or not? The Yisrael was a Morikame and the sheep or not? Shmer. Yeah? It was never Morikame. Why it was never Morikame? And the minute that it was born, it was already a Pchoy. He's a Tofus. But he's not a Morikame. When he's not a Morikame, Tfisa helps. And the minute that it's born, it's Kodesh, right?
That's
cheap. Baby. Pchoy. I'm saying a Pchoy, not Pchoy. Something Pchoy. You have a sheep and you have a baby. But then when a sheep has a baby, it's not a chamoy, it's a sheep. No, I'm saying no. It's two cases. We'll see in a second. So, in the minute that it's born, it's a sofik pchoy right away. Avdem shteit in Rambam, tok v'koyen, ein moitzin. It's a different case. Sofik pinyin peter chamoy. What happens? You have a donkey, he has a baby. That baby is yours. You don't have to give it to the Kohen. You have two options. Chop off his head. Or make a pidyon peter chamoy. Oh, but the donkey is yours, right? You take a different sheep and you poid it. Now, you took a sheep that belongs to you. It was for sure belonged to you. Sofek, if the pidyon was chal on it or not. So you were for sure the more kame. You the kamo. There's two cases. There's a case of sofek pchoy and there's a case of sofek pidyon peter chamoy. This is the gemara. So in the first case, you're not a Morikame? When you're not a Morikame, misofek tfisa helps. When you're a Morikame, misofek tfisa does not help. So first to answer the Gemara. What the Gemara said that tfisa does not help. When the Gemara said that Tfisa does not help, it's and Peter Cham Sofik Peter Chamoy. What Tfisa helps is in Sofik Pchoy. This is the tshuva of Rashi. Zog the Rashbo. Now I'll explain Seder Advar. In the beginning, the Gemara taught that Asfeikes Nichnosim Ladir Leisaser is talking about Sofek Pchor, like we saw in Dav Zayin. The Gemara taught that we talk about Sofek Pchor. She asked the Kasha, Iye Kodesh Velo Ishe Kvar Kodesh. But she taught that we're speaking about Sofek Pchor. While she taught that we're speaking about Sofek Pchor. So she said, that talk for Kayan, Moitzin Miyodah. And this is the reason she said, Take, that as fake as Nichnosim Ladir is only Take, Mitzat, talk for Kayan, Moitzin Miyodah. Talk for Kayan, Moitzin Miyodah. Ava le Maskone. So he said this. Lemaskone, we know that we have a case of Sofek Pchoy and we have a case of Sofek Peter Chamoy and Sofek Pchoy Take Moitzi Miyodoy. I'm sorry. And Sofek Pchoy Take, we not Moitzi Miyodoy. Val is not a morikame, the first guy. The tfisa of the second guy helps. The tfisa of the second guy helps. So the maskone in sofik pchoir, tfisa helps. This is the Rambam. Tok for koyen ain moitzim miyoda. In sofik peter chamoir, tfisa does not help. So now it's good. The maskone hasveg is nichlosim ladir. Lis aser sofik pchoir or sofik peter chamoir. Sofik pinu peter chamoir. Dear take, tok for koyen. Talk for koyen moitzim miyoda because I am the morikame. So then, Enechanami, so the Bailima Israel could use it from Israel. So the Maskana, everything is good. The Rambam holds in Pchol, Tfisa of the Kohen helps. Pchol can't go into Maisa anyways. And Peter Chamor, Tfisa does not help. So the Mele, the Israel is a Bailim Gomul. The Mele, Nichlosim Ladin, Lisas. So in the Havim, you know, we didn't think that the case is Sofik Peter Chamor. But in Maskana, we know that the case is Sofik Peter Chamor. So Dir Taket Tok for Koyen, Moitzim Yodoy. And a Pchor Tok for Koyen, Ein Moitzim Yodoy. This is Be'etzem Tamtzis Divrei HaRashba. It's Ma'arich, but this is what the Rashba and Tshuva says. And this would Be'etzem, look in the Goyen. The Goyen says it in two lines. Because of a Rashba, the Maskana, the Meforesh Sfeik is Sofik Peter Chamor, Ein Raya. The Bepeter Chamoir lo izochu bohem. Ubasekvar ischazek abaylim. Ubasekvar ischazek abaylim. Is a morikam. Is a morikam. So if we misakim what we have lemaisa, before we go weiter, we have main three shittas that we learned. But we come out from the sugyas. Now, we have shitas ateisves that tfisa the never helps in sveikas. I'm sorry. The first person is a moitzi mechaver lo varaye, and no one could make a tfisa from him. This is a shitas ateisves. Tfisa does not help. A moitzi mechaver lo varaye. And tfisa you cannot talk for keyen moitzi miyodoy. Even if you only a muchzik, tfisa does never help. Shita sarosh, tfisa helps only b'shema, it doesn't help. But if you're bori, tfisa helps in all the sfeikas. This was the rosh that we learned Yom Chamish. Shita sarambam against morikame, tfisa does not help. Against muchzik, Tfisa helps. These are the three main shittas. Shittas ateisves, tfisa does never help. V'cheinu ha'alocha shetok v'koyen moitziv. The guy is a muchzik, you leave it by him. The other guy could never grab. He's not grabbing with the ateisves. Fiderosh, b'shemo is not grabbing. Bebori, yes, grabbing. Bebori, yes, grabbing. And the third sheet is Shita Sarambam. When there's a morikame, tfisa does not help. When there's no morikame, tfisa helps. So the Achronim asked a shaila and Shita Sarambam. The Rambam holds kol teiku de hashas misofik, you leave it by the guy, right? Kol teiku de momoine lekule. This is Shita Sarif. Every time when the Shas says teiku, amoitzi mechaveiroi olav arayi. But if the other guy grabs, it helps. This is Shittas HaRambam, and I would say 90% of the cases of Shas. Maybe like in 30, 40 places, the Rambam holds. Sofek momen lekule, amoitzi mechaveiroi olav arayi, but tfisa helps. And the Shaila is, it doesn't stream with the rules. What is a teiku lemoshol? I sold you a stander. A shayif, I sold also the bench. Safek, tish b'yadaras, and what? The bench stays by me. But if you grab, it helps. But bekame. The show was nogach, kacha bekacha, teiku. So I don't have to pay, but if you chap, you chap. It's against morikame. Tesis learns Pashas, Tfisa does not help never. Tfisa doesn't help. If it Tesis is an easy Shas, Tfisa doesn't help. It's easy. We'll see in a second what is not easy, but that is easy. Tfisa doesn't help. V'cheinu maskonas ha-gimore. V'cheinu maskonas ha-gimore. Now they have most of the Rishon. The Rosh of Tfisa helps, Abiyu Bori Tfisa helps. You're not a Bori Tfisa doesn't help. The Rambam was against Morikam and Tfisa does not help. Against Muzik, Tfisa helps. So the Shaila is how in every teiku, because of Shas, the Rambam holds Misofek Hamoitzim Mechaber Lavoraye, Sofek Momen Lekule Kolecha de Koi Koi, Vitofas Loim Afkinen. What could be the Lompas? Takos, I'll give us a Lompas. Try to keep this small. Again. I think that source of the Shmaisa, the cloud, not such a sugi is no end. About if you have at least the clothing, would you come out from such a sugi? Taisvus, we'll add later. V'cheinu ha-maskone, tfisa does not help. It's like the going v'chem das rov ha-rishoyim. V'chem das shar poiskel. Tfisa does not help. You leave it where it is. That's what they explain. The Rosh Hol, v'etzem you could grab, v'shema you can't grab. Agmar is a shema, but Bori it's different. The Rambam said, no. What is the Morikame? Chazak, chazak. Tfisa doesn't help. So Tfisa helps. Also makes sense. The Rashba asked the Kash, and this is what he answered. And he explained that Pchor is no Morikame. Stipler, someone wants to see the stipler. Look at the stipler. Why Pchor is no Morikame? When the baby becomes Kodesh. When the baby becomes Kodesh? When he becomes Kodesh, the baby? When he's born or before he was born? When he's born. Not in the stomach, no. Yoytzel Avir Ha'olam, as Ishtait. So Lechua, before it was born, fake the stipler, it was belonged to me. So why is no more in common? No, something if it became English. Fakir, do you stay close to more in common? Fakir? And Mahli Boba Chamor, stay to nine the more in common? Come on, Foresh, we'll become Tavkuf, why else? What? That's the baby, it's the same baby. This piece is mine. Zog the stipler. Valid has a din from the minute that it's created, that when it comes out la'avir ha'olam to be kodosh, so I was never more kamer. And a sefek pidin aben. Where's your shreiber? And a suffer pinin petach amoy, the sheep was mine, could have stayed mine forever. Suffer if I messed it up when I was pointed with something else. Here, the pchol was meant that in the minute that he will be born, he will be kodesh. So, I'm never a morikame because it has in it that in the minute that it will be born, it will be kodesh. Mikol mokem dosi shita sarap. No shaykhes. That piece is mine. The Gemara says, "Machli poor bechamor that the baby was born." I'm called Morikame. Gemara Dafkuf. But the Gemara says in Dafkuf. But the Gemara Dafkuf says I'm called the Morikame and the baby. As I say Dafkuf. But the Gemara says in Dafkuf that it's called Morikame. I also understand it, but it's called a Morikame. B'meile. So the Rambam holds when it's a Morikame, Tfisa does not help. When it's no Morikame. Tfisa helps. The main and Pchor is no more Ikame. And some of Pidim Petr Hamor is no more Ikame. The main and Tfisa does not help. So the Shaila is, in every Teiku in the Shas, state, that the Rambam holds me Sofek, Amoitzi Mechaver Olav Araye, but Tfisa helps. Never take when the Shas Tfisa helps. Frank the Achronim, the Rambam said, when there's a Morikame, Tfisa does not help. And every Sfeikas in the Shas is Be'etzim a Morikame. What are the Sfeikas? Keren Tlusha, Keren Mechuberes, Bo'otes, All the Vesvegas. Le'yachbar. It's all the Vesvegas. What is the halacha? And the Rambam says, Misofik, you don't have to pay. But in Tofas, lo'im afkine. I is a morikame. Zog the Welt, a posh to lom, a posh to lom. What? The Teres is as it. The Tesis said Tfisa doesn't help. Say the Rosh said that Bori Tfisa helps. Say the Rambam came and made a spalt. When is the Mori come? Then is Achro. Was ready mine? Then Tfisa does not help. When there's no Mori come, it's only Tfisa. Now it's by me. Now it's by him. When it's Mori come, it's Machria the Shail. The Morikame cannot be machria the teiku. Because the money was by me yesterday, so the teiku is nifshat. When you have a sofik of a metzias, so we say, mistomet, this is the metzias. When you have a sofik of din, every day the din could change. When you have a sofik of din, today he's the Morikame, and the next case, you have a sofik of a bekame. This case, he's the Morikame. The other case, the other guy was the Morikame. So, and the other case, the halacha will be fakir. It can't change. The halacha is a shayla. The halacha is, we don't know what is the emes. The Morikame can be machriya the shulchanot. If one guy is the Morikame, so now we know the halacha, so it's no mateiku anymore. It's not for this thing. You know the halacha, you don't know the halacha. We're waiting for Elio to answer. Now, because this guy is Morikame, so we know the Psak. If we don't know what happened, so we assume that this would happen. The Morikame could be Machriya, that we named Tzachon, that this would happen. Morikame cannot be Machriya de Aloche di Keshayla. It can't be Machriya de Aloche.
The Shail comes after the Morikame.
The Shaila is, if he's, what is the Aloche?
He was the Morikame, now you have a
Shaila
and
Pigman. You don't have a Shaila, you have a Mchor. You have a super of a Mchor that is born in the field. The is chai. Because the Morikame is a Mchor that is living in the field, has Kedusha. A Shaila, what happened? When it happened? And the Shaila, when it happened? So the Morikame is Machriya when it happened. We could name Tzachon like the Morikame. The Morikame can't say we well, name Tzachon. We have a Shailin Babikame. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev and Keren Tlusho, I have a Psak. But I'm the owner of the show, Mistam, I'm not. And Lu Yitzur Moshe, I'm a Shoimer, I'm not the owner of the show. So then I know that Hashem was Mechayev and Keren Tlusho. Hashem is Mechayev, Hashem is not Mechayev.
We need something powerful enough to fight the Marikame.
I don't know what is the psak if Keren Tlusha is chayev or not. Morikame is not machriya the shayla. When you have a sofik b'metzias, so he say, and this time this will happen, and next time that will happen. We could name tzachon like the sofik. Mashiachim is morikame. We cannot be machriya with the morikame the shayla, and while we cannot be machriya with morikame the shayla, it's only a tfise. If it's a tfise, how the Rambam, the other guy, could take us again? This is push. So now I want one more time again the klolim and the ananat and other chayim. So we have three shitas that we're going with. Shitas aram ateisves tfise never helps besfakes. Klat. V'cheinu amaskone. V'chein rov harishayim. Shitas Arosh, Tfisa helps with the Bori, which Shemar doesn't help. Shitas Arambam, against Morikame doesn't help Tfisa. Against Muchzik, Tfisa helps. Right. These are the three Shitas that we have, that we learn. Before we Mamshich, we have the Choiv, that we already mentioned it a couple times. That even though it's so partial, these three Shitas, Tesis never, Lefida Rosh with Bori, yes. And Lefida Rambam against Morikame not, but Av Morikame, yes. We have the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Shtayim Oichzim Betalis. Talk for Echa Befaneinu. And the guy yells, Mitchila Vatzoif, what is the Aloche? Tzavach Mitchila Vatzoif, the Tfisa helps. Shtayim Oichzim Betalis. Vebo Echa Betok for Lefaneinu, and he's Tzavach Mitchila Vatzoif. The Tfisa helps or not? The Tfisa helps or not? No? Tzavach mitchila ve'atzoif, it doesn't help. Why it doesn't help? Because Tfisa doesn't help his fakes. So the fit Teisvus, and the fit Rishonim is Gishmak. Tfisa doesn't help his fakes. Till the Rishonim has a kasha, we understand that Tfisa doesn't help his fakes. So when you started the Vav Amud Aleph, was pushed to the Gemara that Tfisa doesn't help his fakes. And the Amud Beis, a whole page, is not sure about it. Why it is, doesn't say v'cheinu amaskone v'cheinu ba'amud aleph? Why it is, doesn't say v'cheinu amaskone v'cheinu amud aleph? The Rashi and the Ramban say this is amud aleph. Tfisa doesn't help us fakers. We started the sugya 2 weeks ago. Sadach mitchila ve'atzoif. The Gemara says my habit in the it's gomish. Why? Tfisa doesn't help us make it. It stims with the maskone. Shita sataisis in the Rishonim. Becheinu ha-maskone. Zog the Rashba, why the Gemara in Amud Beis is mesupik about it when in Amud Aleph it's such a posht as af? What is the difference? In Amud Aleph, pshita that Tfisa doesn't help. And here in Amud Beis, okay, this is the same maskone. It stims. It's the same maskone. And the Rashba says, in Amud Aleph, the machzik is bori. Pshita the Tfisa doesn't help. In Amud Beis, the Yisrael doesn't know if it's a b'chor or not. So I thought maybe Tfisa will help. Kamash Malon, even when the machzik is shema, Tfisa doesn't help. This is the answer of the Rashba. I would think that b'shema Tfisa would help. When the Bailim is a Sheva, Kamash Malon, that the Tfisa will not help. Lefi the Rosh, we have a bigger problem. The Rosh holds that Bebori Tfisa helps. If the Rosh holds that Bebori Tfisa helps, so why in Amud Aleph Tfisa doesn't help? If Bebori Tfisa helps, why in Amud Aleph Tfisa doesn't help? And we have the answer. Because in Amud Aleph it's Yachloiku. And the Tfisa from Yachloiku doesn't help. Now what we were marich from the Kundas of Sfeikas at the beginning of the Sugya. Now we have the same Shaila Lefi the Rambam. When there's no more Rekame, Tfisa helps. Why Lefi the Rambam in Amud Aleph, Tfisa doesn't help? So again, we have three Shidas in Amud Beis. Fitesis Tfisa never helps. Lefi the Rosh, B'shem or B'bori, it helps. And Lefi the Rambam, when there's no more Rekame, it helps. And now we have the answer, we have Amud Aleph. The Rishonim say, Lefi Os, it's Givaldik. Tfisa doesn't help, it's Fekas. Lefi the Rosh, that Tfisa helps B'bori, L'chur, it's a Bori. The answer is, Tfisa Miyachloiku doesn't help. But Lefi the Rambam, when there's no more Rekame, Tfisa helps B'Sfekas. So when there's no more Rekame, Tfisa helps B'Sfekas. So why in Amud Aleph Tfisa doesn't help Lefi the Rambam? Why in Amud Aleph Tfisa will not help Lefi the Rambam? This is the question. Why Tfisa will not help Lefi the Rambam? Why Tfisa will not help Lefi the Rambam? Someone will say, maybe Tfisa doesn't help him Yachloiku. Maybe Tfisa also Lefi the Rambam doesn't help him Yachloiku. And this, the Achronim HaShtikel Ma'arich. Not sure if I really want to go in to the Nuschoes of the answer, but to Mechad the Kashi. If he tells it that Tfisa doesn't help his fakers, for the Rishonim, Amud Aleph is exactly the same. Tfisa does not help his fakers. Till the Rishonim asks, oof, Mamish Givaldik. So why Tfisa doesn't mention it? Anyway, Tfisa doesn't mention it. Why the Gemara doesn't mention it? The Rishonim, in Amud Aleph, the Machzik is born here as Hashem. Tfi the Rosh is taking a kasha for the Kundas of Sfeikas, but Bori Tfisa helps. Why in Amud Aleph it doesn't help? We said, from Yachloiku Tfisa doesn't help. אבל לפי הרמב"ם, we said now תפיסה helps when there's no more kame. סופק בחור תפיסה helps. So why in עמוד א' תפיסה does not help? What? Why in עמוד א' תפיסה doesn't help? Why תפיסה doesn't help? This is all about. We'll explain. בעצם it's a pellet. The Gemara in עמוד א' said that it's not, then we had a whole suya in עמוד בייס. And the Rishonim asked, he already said the maskana. So he said, maybe ain't a chanami. Then we said, no, maybe in עמוד א' it's much easier that tefisa doesn't help. Here it's a shem. Say that. The Rosh Hashanah, tefisa helps in Mabori, we have to answer Yachloik is different. But the Rambam, tefisa helps with Sfeikas. Only against Morikame it doesn't help. So why Bishtai Morizim Betalis, the Gemara says between double portions, that tefisa doesn't help? Maybe Shtai Morizim is between us Vadai. It's not even a Sufik. Say it. If we know Shtai Morizim is not a Sufik, it's a Vadai. Yeah, we see from all of the Rishonim, the Simcha was not so partial to them.
You say
outside
he's writing this
table
that's called Morikame?
No, Morikame is that we knew before the Shaila. Simcha, we knew before the Shaila. That is called Morikame. Morikame is what was mine without arguing with you. Now it's a Shaila, this is Morikame. Here, so again, if you say that the Rambam decided that Shtai Morizim is B'teiras Vadai, it's Chalukah B'teiras Vadai, not Chalukah B'teiras Sofer. And the made it Tfisa doesn't help. It's no Shachis to Sfeigas. Yeah, but the Pashas, the Rishonim did not learn like that. The Rishonim wouldn't have done it to the Suge of Sfeigas. So why, if the Rambam, Tfisa will not help in Shtai Morizim? Why Tfisa will not help in Shtai Morizim? This is Be'etzim De'ore that Rabbi Seinu was stalling. Al das Rambam.
Maybe it only works if he has some schus before by the kain b'alai.
Why has a schus? The shaila if he has a schus.
No,
yeah, a kain. If this is a pchol.
So it only works.
Well, I'm a kain. I have a schus in his yamek. No, only if it's a.
No,
but
the kain. Yeah.
If it's a pchol.
Yeah.
If. So here also the shaila if it's mine or not. Shaila again. You want to say the shtai morizim is b'ter asvadai? Man, you want to say the shtai morizim is b'ter asvadai? Say nechanam. But if you say that's not with the Rasvadai, so you have a drawer of the Mamoyna, you have a Sophie who owns it, so the Shaila is why Tfisa will not help. I'm not asking, and the Rishonim asked. And the Rishonim say, oh, the answer is Tfisa doesn't help his fingers. I, the Rosh of Tfisa helps, the Teretz is not from Yechloiku. That is Be'etzem what Achoyim said. Now, if we're moving the Rambam to be the Shita that holds that Be'etzem, Tfisa does not help his fingers against Morikame, but when it's not Morikame, Tfisa helps. So the Shaila is why? So I'm not answering, I'm saying the words. If you saw the Tshuva Sarashbo, the Rashbo is Medame. Why Tfisa helps again? Because Azevi called the Alim Gval. These are the words of the Tshuva Sarashbo. Not clear what he wants, and we're not going into what he wants. But he says that Azevi I called the Alim Gval. And Shtai Moichzim, the whole beginning of Masechta was that here is not Shaykh called the Alim Gval. So, Bemele, you can't make a Tfisa. If the Rashbo said that the reason that Lefi the Rambam you can make a Tfisa because called the Alim Gval, you have to know why. Oh, but this is what he said. He says, Bepchinas called the Alim Gval. Called the Alim Gval, back and forth. If in Shtai Moichzim we don't want to say called the Alim Gval, is Vatei Ramai, but all the Tirutzim, why we don't say called the Alim Gval. So the Mele, it could be this is the Avon Lefi the Rambam that Tfisa does not help. It's more in the Rishonim, the Ramban, but I think in Unzara Misgeres, I think to learn these main three Shittas, also the Goen, it's important to bring the Shittas Rambam. And the Rosh that we saw by Al-Khover, these are be'etzem the three main shittas and sfeikas. Well, Mamshich the Gemara Vayikra. Be'etzem is another sugya here. Rosh Hashanah the sfeikas. That's an interesting sugya. May have a lot of misusa. For the Gemara, Maise Baru misusa, the Maise the guy was magdishit. So the Gemara first cleared. For the Gemara, the Maise, the Hegdish is chal or the Hegdish is not chal. Toshma, the Omar Abchir Barovina, the Uvde Beravchiste, Beravchiste Beravune, Upostomo, the Omar Ab Nachman, Kolmomen, Shinoyocholo, Itzio, Bedayonim, Igdisha, Eino Kodesh. If you have money that belongs to you, but you cannot prove it in Bezdin, if you magdish it, it's not Kodesh. So, Bemele, this is the answer, the Misusa is not Kodesh. Now, forget about the Misusa. Zog the Gemara, it's meduyik that he told him, Yaakov, that the reason that it's not chal, why it's not chal, because Eino Yochai lo yitziyo b'dayonim. Ho Yochai lo yitziyo b'dayonim. Ho Yochai lo yitziyo b'dayonim. If he could be moisi the misusa b'dayonim, he gdish a kodesh. Aval gavdeloy afko. Even that he was not moitziyot, even though he was not moitziyot miyad chaveiroi, while he could be moitziyot b'dayoni im etz kodesh. Freg di gemore v'homa rabbi yichonon gozav lo nisiyashu abaylim shneyem einam yicholim lehag ze lefi she'einu shaloi ze lefi she'einu birshusoi misavus misusa metaltanim askinen misusa megarkoi askinen v'chiyochol lo yitziyot b'dayoni birshusakai. That's the Gemara. So let me say first the Pashtus of Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha if the, what happens with this Misusa. Zog the Gemara, Lemaise, it's not Chal, because it's Eino Yochol Lo Yitzio B'dayon. But the Gemara, Mashma, if Lo Yitzio, the Bailim, could be Moitzi B'dayonim, the Misusa would be Kodesh. Frank the Gemara is a Aloch, if someone steals something from you, so the Ganef for sure cannot be Magdishet, it's not his. It's Eino Shaloi. But the Bailim also cannot be Magnishet, because it's Eino Birshusoi. So if someone steals something from you, the Ganef cannot be Magnishet, because it's Eino Shaloi, and the Bailim cannot be Magnishet, because it's Eino Birshusoi. Ah, Yochol Oitzio B'dayonim. It's mashma that even by Yochol Oitzio B'dayonim, Aber Lemaise, now it's by the other guy, so... As a pasuk, my base birshusoy afkol birshusoy, my base shaloi afkol shaloi. When you do a hegdesh, it's not enough you're an owner. You have to be a control that it's in birshusoy. And if someone steals something from you, so it's ain't a birshusoy. You're not. You're right that it's shaloi, but it's ain't a birshusoy. So even if yochol oitzio b'dayonim, someone stole the sweater from me, and I could prove and I have edim that it's mine. And when I'll go to Beis Din, they will give it to me. Oh, but now it's by him, it's Eina Birshusa. So Frank the Gemara, so why are you telling me that the Misusa is not Kodosh? Because Lemaise, he can't take it out. Because my house was Taka Zofer. Was called the Alim, was no Psak. Even if he had Eidim, he can't be Magdishit. Because Eina Birshusa. So this is what the Gemara asked the Kasha. My habel of the Misusa. Toshma Domar Abhiba Robin Abu Ubdi Birabhis Babhis Birabune, Upostama Domar Ab Nachman, Kolmoman Shin Yochol Oitzio B'dayonim, Migdisha in a Kodesh. Frank Digmore, Ho Yochol Oitzio B'dayonim, Migdisha Kodesh. Abraham the Loy Afko, Omar Ab Yechanon, Gozo is Yoshua Bailim, Shneim in Yochol in the Agdish, Zelefishain and Shaloi, Zelefishain of Yushusa. Zog Digmore. Misavres b'misusa metartele askinen b'misusa mekarke v'chiyochol oitzio b'dayonim b'rshus. What is the answer? If this misusa would be like a bucket of water, then take, even if yochol oitzio b'dayonim, it's eino b'rshus. But while it was a building, so then even if someone steals it, if I'm yochol oitzio b'dayonim, it's called b'rshus. Why? What is the difference? What is the difference if it's metaltelim or it's karkois? The Gemara is mechadish that if it's metaltelim ve'yochol oitzio b'dayonim, it's not kodesh. If it's a karka ve'yochol oitzio b'dayonim, then it's kodesh. What is the difference? What is the difference? Both of them, the guy stole from me, and both of them, I'm yochol oitzio b'dayonim. Both of them, the guy stole it from me, and both of them, I'm yochol loitzio b'dayonim. And in metaltelim, I cannot be magdishit, and in karkoes, I could be magdishit. What is the difference? Why in metaltelim, b'yochol loitzio b'dayonim, it's not enough? The guy stole my sweater, I have two edim, but it's mine. I can't be magdishit. I'll go to Beis and I will win, but the var. Masha'inkin bekarka, if it's yochol oitzio b'dayonim, Mashaygen bekarka, if it's yochol oitziya bedayonim. So then, even if the guy stole it, I could be magdish it. But I said the guy stole it. I mean, mali metalteli, mali karka. Why in metalteli, when yochol oitziya bedayonim is not enough, and bekarka yochol oitziya bedayonim is enough? What is the difference? What is the difference? Yeah, what is the difference? Why in metaltalim biyochol yitzir b'dayonim it's not enough, I can't be magdish it, and bekarka biyochol yitzir b'dayonim it is enough. Lemaisa the guy stole it now. Lemaisa the guy stole it now. If the guy stole it now, so lemaisa zelef yishayna shaloi v'zelef yishayna birshusa. So the pashtus, the difference is, what is the pashtus? The pashtus, the differences are zeh. Metaltelim, you're right. Ayochel oitzir b'dayonim. I could take him to Beis Din. I will sue him. The B'derech Rav Beis Din takes like 5 years. Yeah. Till the 5 years will finish, the guy will not be here. The sweater will not be here. So, well, I'm magdish it. Mashayek in the karka, it's here. He could fight with me for a year, for 2 years, but in the end I will win in Beis Din. So for me, it's called Bershusa. This is the Pashtas Divrei HaGemor. Mele Zogt the Gemor, Mesusa, if it will be Metaltelim, if it will be Metaltelim. So even if Yochel Yitzir B'dayonim, you're right. But it's Eina Bershusa. So Rabbi Yechanan said, Gozal, Shneim ein yecholim lehagdish. The ganav cannot; it's not his. And the bailim is ein abirshusoi. Even if yochol lo yitzir b'dayonim, lemaisa now it's by the ganav, and he could run away with it. Mashaygin bekarkoes. If it's ein yochol lo yitzir b'dayonim, there's nothing more I could do about it. But if it's yochol lo yitzir b'dayonim, it's in my control. It's in my shlita. The meira I could be magdish. This is the pashtus divrei hagemor. Rab Kiva Eger and Gilda Nashas, Weistois learns different. Kiva Eger and Gilda Nashas, Weistois learns different. And I will explain. We'll say first Baal Peh. We mentioned already a couple times the Sugi Bayos, and Vava Mudalev, the Ktsais brings down, Ktsais brings down a Machleikas, Balamoer and Ramban. Why when someone steals, he cannot be magdish, it's not his. Why the bailim can't be magdish? It's eino birshusa. Why it's eino birshusa? Because the guy could run away with it? Or because the guy has kinyon exeil? The balamoir learns because the guy could run away with it. Minaf kumine. What if the guy calls you up, I stole it, it's by me, I'm planning to give it back to you. The Bailim could be Magdish it or not. The Ganav called up, I've stole it, I'm planning to give it. Zog the Balamoyer, yes! He says he's giving it back, my Bayah. It's mine. Why it was not Birshusa, Zog the Ktseis Pshat in the Balamoyer? Because I can't get hold of it. The guy said he's giving it to me. Mashaink and the Ramban learns, even if the guy calls me, I can't be Magdish it, because it has Kinyon Exhaler. Zog the Ktsois, we have a Machlekes, Balamoyer and Ramban. Why is the Chisoron of Eina Birshusi? Why is the Chisoron of Eina Birshusi? The Balamoyer learns, I'm missing control. If the guy said he's masking to give it back, it's back in my control. The guy's masking to give it back. Mashaink and the Ramban learns, it's because Kinyon Exhaler. So fragt Rab Kiva Eger and Argemore, what happened to this Misusa? What happened to this Misusa? It's either a big house or it's a huge big bat, a huge plastic big bat. Yeah, it's like swimming pool. He says it's his, he says it's his. The guy that claims that it's his made Kinyon Exhaler in it or not yet? No? He picked it up, you can't pick it up so quickly. It's on the floor. What? It's metadali, but he did it. He picked it up. If he picked it up, why is that his? Shleimoichzin. What was the case? He didn't pick it up. So he doesn't have kinyan exhaler. So if he doesn't have kinyan exhaler, so why is it called Einabir Shusri? Again, the Gemara is saying, if Eina Yochel Oitzia Bedayonim, it's Eina Birshusri. If Yochel Oitzia Bedayonim, it's Birshusri. For the Gemara, it's not true. Rabbi Yechonon said, even if it's Yochel Oitzia Bedayonim, it's Eina Birshusri. Rabbi Yechonon spoke about Betaltanim. Here it's a Karka. For the Gemara, what is the Chiluk Betaltanim and Karka? Karka is no Kinyan Exele. Betaltanim is Kinyan Exele. When is Kinyan Exele, it's Eina Birshusri. When is no Kinyan Exele, it's Birshusri. So why the Gemara has to answer that by us it's Karka and it's not Metaltelim? Even if it's Metaltelim, if it's no Kinyan Exele, it's called Birshusri. We'll see what I'm going to say. I'm going to say. Koshali. Ho'ikar ha'chiluk b'metaltelim le'mekarkoi. The Metaltelim nigzolim v'komli birshusri de gazlen. Kinyan Exele, Mikri Eina Birshusa Dan Nigza, Aval Karka Eina Nigzeles, Velekom Nibirshus de Gazla, Im Ken Bemetatelin, Vegozan Belekinian, Lekoma Birshusa de Gazla, Venechai Bacha Yusoi, could easily become a Yentes? Vim Kain Hoche Bemisuse, Dag Zele. He meant the Ramban. That why it's Eina Bikshusay? Because Kinyan Exel. So what is the answer that in Karka is no Chisoran because there's no Kinyan Exel? So why you have to answer metaltelim? It's a problem. Here it's a karka. Even metaltelim, if it's no kinyan exele, it's not called eina birshusa. Even metaltelim, if it's no kinyan exele, it's not called eina birshusa. So why the Gemara had to answer that kame misusa metaltelim, kame misusa karkoes? This is Rav Gveig's kasha. Why he didn't say he's going to feed the Ramban? Again, the Gemara is asking a kasha. You can't be magdish the misusa because it's Eino Yoitza B'dayonim, so you don't have a shlita in it. Why you have to come to Eino Yoitza B'dayonim? Even if it's Yoitza B'dayonim, it's a din of Eino Birshusa. It's like, well, that din is only in Metaltelim, not in Karkois. The Ramban understands pshat that Karkois is no Kinyon Exele, but Mele is no din of Eino Birshusa. Metaltelim is Kinyan Exele, it's Eina Birshusa. So Mele, here we talk about Karkoes, but Mele, if it's Eina Yoitze B'dayonim, Taki doesn't have a shlita on it. But if it's Yoitze B'dayonim, even if it's Faganeft, it could be Magdishim. But Shegi, if it's Metaltelim, even if it's Yoitze B'dayonim, it can't. Understand some Kiveiger that it's because the Kinyan Exele. Afraid of Kiveiger, so why you have to Mechali Karkoes and Metaltelim? Just answer that while here was no Kinyon Exele, Bemele, if there's no Kinyon Exele, Bemele, you could be Magdish. I'm Kveige Bleib Tzorich here. You'll see Rabbi Chonon in Babekame Oistes, what he tries to answer. I want Be'ez Hashem tomorrow to finish the Rabbi Kveige and to start the next Sugi Mesiyat Hashem.